Welcome to the Watchers of the Skies program. I'm Carlos Campo, president here at Ashland University, joined by my friend and colleague, Dennis Bonacruces. Dennis, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. You know, we are joined in the studio, as always, by some talented young people. Let's call them out. Jackson, right here from Ashland, is running that camera. Ellie in the back. She's a senior, graduating, looking for work with the Brownies. So we'll see how that works out. Lauren's running the show, and Mike is with us. You know, if you think about something that coheres, I think I read 116 million Americans. They're on this platform. What is it, Dennis?
I saw 170.
Oh, there you go. 170 yeah. million. What's the platform?
TikTok.
TikTok?
Are you on this?
I'm not on. I'm not. It's maybe embarrassing.
You're not busting any dance moves on the platform.
No, I mean, I think that there are other people listening and maybe watching who may not be familiar. I mean, everyone in the studio knows what it's all about. But if someone is new to TikTok, they don't know what it's all about, tell us what it's all about.
Okay. So it is a video platform, short form videos, although it's getting longer and longer. So initially, videos can only be 15 seconds on TikTok. Then it went up to 3 minutes. Now it's at 10 minutes.
10?
And they think it's going to go even longer. So it's
what's the shortest?
Well, initially, as I said, up to 15 seconds.
Can I do a one-second video on TikTok?
You could do a one-second video on TikTok.
Let's do
it. All right.
I just did it.
So in addition to that, so it's short form, and it has a lot of cool features. So you can put various filters. There's a lot of video editing technology on there in the app. Also, there are various ways in which you can kind of piggyback and interact with other videos. So you can take like someone else's video, alter it to make your own. So a lot of cool little features there. Initially, it was primarily used for just entertainment purposes, like showing dance moves or lip syncing to videos.
And yeah, I and think now I read, it's wasn't kind of, like the top 10 users were under 15 or something, or the top 10
would not be
producers?
Surprising at all. Yeah.
So it was initially dance moves, lip syncing, and now what is it?
And now, I mean, that's still,
you name it.
I would still say entertainment is primary, but there's an awful lot of other stuff there as well. And recently and notoriously, I mean, there's been a lot of, let's say, pro-Palestinian videos there in the war between Palestine and Hamas. Also kind of...
between Palestine and Hamas?
Palestine and
Israel.
And Israel. Yep. And then I would say recently and really repulsively, Osama bin Laden's this manifesto that he wrote has been trending on there.
It's
been broadcast through
there. Oh, my goodness. I'd not heard that.
Yeah. And, I mean, so people are commenting on this and thinking, he was really insightful about what the West has done. So yeah, this has been for a few weeks now.
Wonderful.
Kind of has been rediscovered this statement by Osama bin Laden. So yeah, there's been a lot of political discourse on this as well. So again, initially, primarily just kind of fun entertainment stuff, but also now more serious. And again, as it gets longer, I mean, it becomes in some ways more like YouTube, where on YouTube you'll have the full panoply of entertainment, but also more serious attempts at discourse as well.
Yeah, and there are people out there who say all of the social media stuff is dangerous. It's all dangerous. Don't be involved in it. It pollutes your mind. People steal your information. Just get off of all of it. But TikTok in particular has come under criticism. And now, just recently, we've even seen legislation that's passed, at least it's passed the House. The former president, banned it, tried to eliminate it. What's the particular danger about TikTok that folks are worried about, Dennis?
Well, so I would say there are two things. One is what you were kind of alluding to before, just the general dangers of social media.
Yes.
But the second concern is security, because one of the owners, so it's sometimes kind of stated a little too quickly that China ultimately owns it. Mm-hmm. It's not quite right. So it's owned by a company called ByteDance.
Yes.
And ByteDance, it's 60% I'm trying to remember exactly, but basically 60% are just different owners around the globe. 20% is owned by employees, but 20% is owned by Chinese business people. And so the worry is that 20%, because of the way the Communist Party in China works, that they can be forced potentially to turn over data to the Chinese government, and that would include data on 170 million people in the U.S. And the thing, or however many, but I mean, a huge number of people, right?
Half the country is basically
exactly.
Seen, yeah.
So, and the thing is, that app, as with many apps, I mean, it'll track your location, Many apps will also be able to track or to access other data on your phone.
Right.
Right. So all these things where you just say, yes, we agree to the terms and conditions. Have you read this? Well, none of us read it. You know, it's, you know, one of these lies that we all commit. Right. So have you read this? Oh, yeah, sure.
But
the amount of information is not just that, okay, you watched from time one to time two, and you watched this video and that video and that video. But potentially, I mean, it can track your location. It can track a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So anything, you know, all these permissions that you give on the phone, in theory, the Chinese government has it. And so I think it was Trump, but I maybe it was Biden who banned it. I think it was Biden, actually, who banned it for government employees, that government employees cannot use TikTok, at least on the premises or with any kind of, you know, a phone or a device that would be involved with work. So and at some point, Trump was against it. Now, for various reasons, he seems to be, you know, more okay with TikTok, seemingly because he has some, you know, he's unhappy with Facebook and with Twitter. So, you know, he likes them now just as a rival. And there's, I think, one of the investors in TikTok also gave him some money. So anyway, he flip flopped on that a bit. But before, he was certainly against it as well. And it seems reasonable. I mean, these concerns about security are significant. Now, on the flip side of this, one thing that's been pointed out is it'll cost a little bit, but a lot of the data, I don't know if it's all of the data, but a lot of the data that China could, in theory, access through the TikTok app, they could buy anyway. So it costs like 12 cents. For what I saw, was like it could cost 12 cents per person. But you could essentially purchase all of this data that's on your phone. Because, again, you have any app on your phone, right? They're collecting all of this information, and it gets sold. I mean, so, again, that's part of those terms and conditions that we all just agree to.
But not at that level, 170 million. It would be pretty tough to get at that, because no other platform has that many subscribers.
No, but you can buy it from this app and that app and that app.
Maybe then get up to 170.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, Facebook, I mean, I don't know what protections they have. So I'm not saying that Facebook is, but I mean, in theory, I mean, Facebook probably has close to that many. And, you know, if you take Facebook and Instagram and
they're all
and that,
together.
Yeah. Right. So there is that. And there's also concerns, too, that the bill may be too strong, that there are a lot of businesses that are partially foreign-owned, and so if we ban that, then it's going to just be a big legislative mess.
But it was interesting to see how much support it had, Dennis. You know, so often this just
The
bill.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, down party lines. You had people crossing over. They were stunned by the amount of folks who generally wouldn't vote for something like this that were part of it. If we look out and see what's next, it would go to the Senate. What are the chances of it passing the Senate?
Yeah, so it's seen, I think, is probably not going to pass, but who knows? I mean, but maybe if there's enough public pressure, it could. But, yeah, at this point, it doesn't look like it's going to
Well, I think
happen.
One of the things I've read as well is even if it passed the Senate, China's got some options here, right?
Right.
Even the idea of
Right. So it's not strictly a ban. It's that they would have to divest. They would have to basically sell that off to – I don't know if it has to be a U.S. company, but at least
U.S.
to
it did. It said U.S., which is kind of interesting. And even China said, here's a solution. Oracle, U.S.-based company, we'll let them be vetters, as it were, of all the material that comes through to the U.S., and once they approve it, then it comes through, something along those lines, that they're willing to take, you know, other angles on this. Almost everyone agrees that it's not going to shut it down. Put it that way. TikTok's going to continue however this all plays out. But, you know, one of the things that I don't know that we've emphasized is this idea that these algorithms, they're incredibly powerful, also may be downloading or trying to manipulate politics, religion, right? This idea of mind-bending exercises, you know, what's real, what's not real, what's true, what's interesting, all of that. I mean, is that part of the danger of TikTok, is that it has this ability, especially with young people, to perhaps, you know, move them in certain ways along those lines, philosophical lines?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and those concerns have been brought up against other social media sites, right? I mean, every election, whichever party loses says that, well, Facebook, you know, was boosting the other side's material and not adequately boosting ours or not responding, right? So, you know, maybe I think the Clinton campaign was very upset about Facebook seemingly helping Trump, and then, of course, when there were bans on Trump from other social media sites in the last election, right, that also was a big issue. So, yeah, concerns about what material gets boosted, and even if it's not that there's some particular person, you know, like saying, okay, you know, kill Trump's material.
Sure.
Just, you know, depending on what standards you make, the algorithm, it'll do the job for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there is certainly that as well. And that's, again, with let's say, this Osama bin Laden manifesto. So that getting boosted up, pro-Palestinian material getting boosted, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are both strong proponents for First Amendment rights. I mean, we don't want to impinge upon things like this in general. Dennis, we're going to ask you your personal opinion about this. Is TikTok so dangerous? Is it such a malicious platform that we should consider shutting it down?
I would say only on the security issue.
Okay.
So if depending on, I mean, I don't know the law deeply enough to know how concerning it is. I mean, certainly at a kind of a casual level, it's obviously very, very worrisome. But that would be the only way. I mean, I think a private company, if they want to boost this info versus that info, I mean, I'm not going to necessarily like what they're boosting.
Right.
But I think, yeah, I mean, if it's not violating free speech laws, then okay.
Mm.
But the security thing is where I would, you know, so I would say, so we talked about football, which you
right.
have your kid do it. So would I have my kid on TikTok? Well, I would do whatever I could to keep them off of TikTok.
Right.
Even if it was owned by, you know, the most flag-wavingest American person ever, because of, I think, the dangers of social media.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of banning it, I mean, it would only be, from my point of view, in terms of national security. So what kinds of information are we giving? As a practical matter, you know, so even if it's banned by or banned for government employees under certain circumstances, we know there's going to be slippage. So, you know, is that another reason to do it? So
sure.
that would be at least where I would be inclined to draw a line if I'm going to draw a line
mm-hmm.
In terms of law, as far as, you know, again, what I would recommend and so on. There I would be much more expansive in what I don't like and where I would say, you know, hey, you should try to avoid that.
You know, there are some who say that those who are pushing for TikTok to remain as it is are doing so because of their financial gain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, something like 7 million people report that TikTok is either their main or an important source of their income.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people. And I think 7 million in the United States, not worldwide.
Right. And so, you know, perhaps not the most objective group
right.
about
right.
TikTok. I saw some of them lobbying for TikTok not to be changed. I'm trying to recall which state, maybe Montana, the governor of the state, banned it within the state, and then a judge stayed the ban.
I assume both people were unhappy about that.
All two who
yeah,
are on the...
Right.
Yeah. platform were unhappy, perhaps that may be the case. But it makes it clear that, at least from a legislative perspective, no one's been able to stop it yet.
Right.
Is it one of those things that TikTok is showing that is gaining popularity? Has it stabilized? Is it plateauing? Is it declining at all?
TikTok, no, it's going up and up. I mean, it's very successful. So, yeah, that short form, I mean, it's so popular, in fact. I mean, if you're a Facebook user, you've seen these shorts now.
Hmm.
Right, or on YouTube, right? So both of them have TikTok-ish
so they're adopting the practices
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, exactly, where they have these little brief videos, mm-hmm. Which are, again, not kind of in the, you know, the standard movie style or TV style format,
okay.
but that are clearly the phone format, and they're short. So,
right.
yeah. So, no, TikTok's model has been incredibly popular, and, again, other social media sites are jumping to emulate it.
Well, and trying to recall, I think... I wanted to know a little bit more about TikTok, and I think I watched like the 10 most popular TikTok videos from 2023.
Okay.
I did that sometime in January. And I don't know if it was the guy who had the most popular, but he's had among the most views, and he kind of runs around the house. Have you seen this guy?
I've seen him on, okay. I've seen that on YouTube, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, describe for our listeners what it is and maybe why it's so popular.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, right? So he does exactly that. So he'll have, for instance, a video where it's like things that are difficult to do while sprinting. So he'll be sprinting and he'll have an ironing board and he's just trying to iron clothing and he'll just do all kinds of ridiculous things. Or, you know, here's how a 2-year-old sprints, here's how a 4-year-old sprints, here's how, you know, a regular adult, here's how a 60-year-old sprints, and so on.
Right.
Yeah, and or here's, you know, you're lagging. So he'll he'll show himself jump, you know, on the bed, but then he'll end up under the bed, you know, under the mattress. Yeah, there's all kinds of goofy stuff. I mean, it's just fun, but yeah, so I didn't realize he was a top 10 TikTok guy.
Yeah, he's a top 10-er. I was listening to a gal whose two golden retrievers, I guess, are infamous. They're unbelievably popular on the platform as well.
Okay.
And she was talking about the fact that she said, you know, personally, I've got some real concerns about TikTok and China's influence. But at the same time, these dogs, and she was, she wasn't just saying about, you know, her financial gain. She just said, what would people do without them? She said, you don't realize that people build their entire days around my dogs and what they're doing at what times. I mean, I thought to myself, please, God, don't let my life ever get quite that tiny. And I know that sounds horrible. I'm sorry. I just offended some people. But gosh, Dennis, I'm really going to sound old now, but I'm thinking I'll be looking back on my life and how much time did I spend watching some man ironing while sprinting, you know, right. or these two dogs that have become very popular. I don't know. In my head, I think pet videos have to be among the most popular. I can't even recall, frankly, what these other top 10 were.
Okay. Yeah. And I certainly remember, well, on YouTube, I mean, the cat videos were incredibly popular.
Way
yeah.
Up there.
But yeah. I mean, at least it used to be. I mean, I don't know if that's it probably still is the case, but
I mean, you can admit it. If this is an obsession for you, no.
Well, I mean, I'll acknowledge that I probably burn maybe 5 minutes or less a day watching that. Not a lot, but I have seen that. I mean, so I'm, like I said, the guy who sprints, I mean, somehow he got on my feed on YouTube. And
now he's been back.
He's been back. So I've seen a few of his videos, and they are amusing, you know. So.
See how it goes, and the more you watch,
exactly,
the more he's coming back to
you. Yeah, I won't say that I, like, you know, wait for that time of the day where I can watch, you know, him running and ironing his clothing. But, you know, but it's but like I said, it's amusing. But again, it's, yeah, so that, right. I mean, the addictive thing, I mean, and that goes back to Facebook and Twitter, all these sites. I mean, they you know, hire behavioral psychologists to try to, you know, keep tweaking these algorithms so that they become increasingly addictive. So, I mean, this is a huge business. I mean, that's...
Well, we both lived in Las Vegas for some time. This is nothing new, right?
There are addictive things there.
Right.
Who knew? Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of our listeners may not know, but even the cadence for the way slot machines pay off, right? That there's nothing haphazard about it at all. It's a very clear science that says it's interesting because if it pays off too often, people lose interest, right? And so it's the way it pays off. I know I heard a comedian recently who talked about the fact that, you know, these big billboards in Las Vegas would say something like, you know, 98% return, you know, something like that. And he thought, how bad is your math? Do you not realize that's still less than you come in the door with? And so it's, it is interesting. And to me, that is a dark side, to think you're hiring medical professionals to help keep people addicted to something like this. You know, I think one of the interesting issues is that you've seen individual productivity, work productivity, increase. As social media has become more and more popular, you would think that people are spending all of their time, you know, scrolling through these videos. And if they are doing that, it has not decreased their productivity. Productivity in the U.S. has been on the rise for quite some time. I did hear it cascaded down a little bit after COVID, and maybe now is flattened some, but if you compare it to even 10 years ago, it's certainly far higher.
When you say productivity, so I'm going to be a little skeptical.
Sure.
I mean, so is a productivity measure in terms of widgets per hour? Because it could be that automation or computerized, you know, work is making the productivity stats go up.
Yeah, and that may be true. We've unfortunately not a bunch of time to discuss it, but from what I've read, it's actually more involved. It's more a result of people working more autonomously.
Okay,
that,
interesting.
They've been more autonomous and more accountable, and as those metrics have been measured, productivity has gone up. That may not be right, and you might be the first to write to us and tell us so. So write to president@ashland.edu. Give us your feedback on that or other aspects of the show, and we'll share it on air. Until then, I am Carlos Campo. This is Dennis Montecruces, and we are grateful that you've listened. Listen again. And until then, we'll be watching here on the Watchers of the Skies program at Ashland University. We'll see you next time.